Hi, I'm Lynn Warfel, welcoming you backstage with the New World Symphony. Every Wednesday, we get a chance to meet one of the terrific young musicians who are right here in our own backyard in South Florida, making music with Michael Tilson Thomas and the New World Symphony. Today, we meet Eric Renick. He's a third-year percussionist from Indianapolis. In February, Eric travels to New Zealand, where he's one of two international finalists auditioning for the principal percussionist job with the Auckland Philharmonia. Eric's quick to credit New World Symphony with what he feels is the essential tool he needed to get the finalist spot.
Just the environment of New World here in general, the percussionists were all really close. This morning, in fact, me and two other guys were in the hall trying out different instruments, trying out different ways to play things for about 3 hours. That is what New World actually did to help me get in a position to start winning these jobs. It enables me to spend the time I need to learn how to do these things.
In addition to the luxury of time to play music with his friends, Eric's found that playing for music director Michael Tilson Thomas has helped him love and understand the art of making music more than he ever did before.
My favorite thing about MTT, really, is his excitement. We were playing Bernstein Prelude Fugues and Riffs, you know? And we were just in rehearsal, and our conducting fellow, Teddy Abrams, was actually conducting. But, you know, MTT shows up just to listen to the rehearsal. You can definitely feel the tension pick up whenever he comes into a room. All of a sudden, people are like, oh, man, you know, I gotta play a little better. He kind of listened for a little bit, and you could tell everybody was kind of playing tight. They were really just trying to play everything correct. And he came and he got on the stage, and he's like, well, I just got to say, you know, I think it needs to be more like this. And he just started dancing. He didn't say anything, didn't give us, like, instructions as far as, well, this should be piano, and you should crescendo to here and watch that F sharp. He said nothing of that matter. He just started dancing crazily on the stage. And I remember I just had the biggest smile. I thought it was the most exciting thing ever, and I was just completely drawn into his dancing. But immediately, as soon as we started playing after he said that, it was exactly what he said. He was trying to say that we were spending so much time on the details here that we were forgetting the idea of the piece and the excitement and energy that Bernstein's already written for you, you know? You don't have to try to create that.
Eric remembers specifically how playing just one season with New World Symphony helped him overcome a major hurdle all musicians face at some point.
My first year here, we played the Ligeti Violin Concerto with Christian Tetzlaff. And I was principal on this concert, and MTT was conducting. And I obsessed over this piece for about a month and a half leading up to it. There are parts where you have to play slide whistle in perfect fourth with the flutes. And I freaked out. I thought, oh my God, I'm going to get fired. There's no way I'm going to get through. I can't do this. The concert actually went really well. It was a lot of fun. But I remember the fear I had when I first came into that. Fast forward to a year later when we were playing Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet. I remember looking right at MTT during the concert and not being afraid, and remembering that period before when I was incredibly afraid of every note I was playing, and that was probably the best concert I've ever had, was that Romeo and Juliet.
Eric Renick, third-year percussionist with the New World Symphony. I'm Lynn Warfel. Please join me again next week as we go backstage with the New World Symphony right here on Classical South Florida 89.7 and 101.9 in the Palm Beaches.